It's always been in you. It's always been in you. That teaching gift has always been in you. You just had to get past what you would put on yourself.
For 29 years now, on the Day of Atonement, I have a visitation from Jesus Christ. He'll come tell me some of the things that's going to happen in the future.
They want to keep butts in the seat. And they want to make sure everyone's having a fun experience. Yay! It's a lot of fun. You got to have fun at our church because it's relevant and it's really exciting. Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to explore the massive differences between a solid church and a false worldly church. And I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. With all the mega churches and seeker-sensitive ones popping up everywhere, how can you tell which one you should consider going to and which ones you should run from? So are you ready? Let's go.
You and I, Christian, we are called to be in good churches and serve. We are not called to stay in stinkers and change them. You and I should be in good Bible-based churches. None of them are perfect, of course. But we're called to be in a sound church and get in there and serve and help and contribute. We're not called to be in bad churches to fix them.
Now, before you think this issue isn't important to God, let's go look at Revelation chapter 2 and 3, where Jesus had seven letters sent to seven churches in Asia Minor. And let me be very clear, it wasn't pretty at all. Just a quick refresher about these seven churches, which have spiritual significance for us today. First was the church at Ephesus, and they had forsaken their first love. Second is the church at Smyrna that would suffer persecution. Third is the church at Pergamum that needed to repent. Fourth is the church at Thyatira who had a false prophetess. Fifth is the church at Sardis, which was the church that had fallen asleep. Sixth is the church at Philadelphia, which was the church that had endured patiently. And last is the church at Laodicea, which was the church with lukewarm faith. So clearly God takes his house very seriously, and so should we. But sadly, when people look for a church these days, they ask, you know, what's in it for me? Does it make me feel good? Which has nothing to do with church. So let's look at the seven differences between a solid biblical church and a social club. Excuse me, I mean a bad church. Number one, it is word-centered. That means that the Bible is clearly taught, and everything that takes place in that church revolves around what is instructed in God's Word. We see this in Acts 2:42, which says, "They continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer." Now contrast that with a false church, where it's totally you-centered. Oh boy.
It's always been in you. It's always been in you. That teaching gift has always been in you. You just had to get past what you would put on yourself. The idea that I'm not a preacher, I'm just a little girl. I don't have anything to say. That was always in you. It was in you when you were sitting at Life Action Revival, listening to Steve Canfield 6 nights a week, and God was filling you with his word. It just took the right rain to bring the seed out of the soil for what God put in you.
I mean, the sermon, the worship, the program, everything is about you. It's to make you feel good. Well, that sounds great. It's to make you feel accepted and give you warm, fuzzy feelings. Well, I hate to break it to you, but church is not about you.
What?
It's not about your happiness or what you can get from God. Church is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, a solid church has the essentials secured, also known as the five solas. That would be grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, revealed in the Bible alone, for the glory of God alone. In other words, doctrine matters. Like we saw in Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. That's doctrine. It's not your feelings. A false church is where attendance matters or offerings matter.
Listen to me carefully, because I'm going to say something very strong. Any person that doesn't tithe is arrogant. Because you believe you can make it your way and not doing it God's way. And you have to be arrogant to steal from God. You have to be extremely arrogant to steal from God. And please understand, if you don't tithe, that's an open door to demons.
See, at false churches, doctrine is a footnote into what's going on at that place. But you need to hear this. There is one thing that God left out of his word. Can you guess what it is? Our opinions. That's what he left out. Why? You need to hear this. Because the Bible and church is all about Jesus. Number three, a solid church takes sin seriously. The Bible is clear that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, which means that God takes sin extremely serious. That's why Adam and Eve got kicked out of the Garden of Eden and why God flooded the earth. It was because of sin. Sadly, the word sin today is like a four-letter word in evangelicalism. I mean, on my social media, I can post, you know, a meme or a quote or a post about God's love and God's amazing grace, and I get hundreds, if not thousands, of likes and comments and amen, preach it, Jordan. But then I will mention a post where I talk about sin or I talk about how we need to crucify sin or we need to hate our sin. And guess what I get? Crickets. No one wants to talk about it. Why is that? Think about that. Now, yes, sin is evil and is rebellion against God. But praise the Lord for Jesus and what he did. He forgives sin and he took the sin of his people upon himself on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Number four, a biblical church does not take false teaching or false teachers lightly. But a false church has no problem quoting from Francis Chan or Todd White or Joyce Meyer or Bill Johnson or Brian Houston. They'll also sing Bethel music or Hillsong or Elevation Worship because it's cool and it's trending on the radio and people will like it and sing more. Come on, you guys. In essence, they care more about going along with the world and being relevant than obeying God's word. A solid church exposes false teaching and warns people of false teachers. That's Titus 1, verse 9. Why is that? Because the truth of God's word is far more important than anything else. Jesus said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." The word of God is power. It washes us, brings us faith, and points us to Jesus and convicts us of sin. But false teachers and false teaching lead us away from Christ.
How many of you want to know what God looks like? Hold your hand up. Come on. Look. I'm made in his image and in his likeness. I have his ability. I'm a created being. His name is in me, not on me. Like I said, like in me. Do you understand it? Angels recognize who I am. Devils recognize who I am.
Number five. A biblical church seeks to make disciples of Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it crystal clear in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, that this is one of our primary objectives. But a false church doesn't care about making disciples. No, no, no. They want to keep butts in the seat. And they want to make sure everyone's having a fun experience. Yay! It's a lot of fun. You got to have fun at our church because it's relevant and it's really exciting.
What a bunch of hippy-dippy baloney.
See, a good church is pointing you to Jesus, helping you to follow after Jesus. But in a false church, you are the main focus.
To be equal with our Father. To be equal with our Lord Jesus. He's the one that caused it to happen. And our good God said, "Oh yeah, they're my children. Of course they're equal to me. I gave birth to them."
It rises and falls on the personality and charisma and storytelling of the pastor, not on the person and work of Jesus. Number six, in a solid biblical church, the gospel is the center of everything. This is a hallmark of a biblical church. Now, why is that? Because as Paul said in Romans 1:16, that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. God has chosen the gospel to be the vehicle by which saving faith comes, according to Romans 10, verse 17. The gospel is the good news of what Jesus did. And it's the message that not only the world needs to hear, but it's something that we need to remind ourselves and be reminded of every single day. But in a worldly church, stories and jokes and how to have your best life now is the center of everything.
Listen, I'm going to tell you some stuff. And it's all true. For 29 years now, on the Day of Atonement, I have a visitation from Jesus Christ. He'll come tell me some of the things that's going to happen in the future.
Sadly, many people today want to be entertained by a pastor rather than equipped, which is one of the reasons we're in such a mess today.
This is a complete different experience. I will believe what the Word has said and what He said over my life. And some of y'all are scared because you've never jumped that high before.
Number seven, a solid church loves Jesus Christ and makes much of Him. Do you notice a theme going through this whole episode? The focus of the church is the one who's the head of it, and that is Jesus Christ, according to Colossians 1:18. We gather to worship Jesus. We gather to learn of Jesus. We gather to grow closer to Jesus. He is the focus of our worship, and He is to be the focus of the church. But for false churches, they love events and programs and how they're viewed by the outside world. But if you go there, it's like a rock concert or a nightclub, which really has nothing to do with Jesus at all. Now, hold on. They may mention Him in a few places, kind of sprinkling Him in, but their worship is all about you and what you went through and what you need and what you feel.
Just do good for your own self. Do good because God wants you to be happy. When you come to church, when you worship Him, you're not doing it for God, really. You're doing it for yourself because that's what makes God happy. Amen.
You sure about that?
So as you looked at the seven marks of a good church and compared it with the false churches, how did you do? Ask yourself that question today. Are you in a solid biblical church that is Christ-centered, that teaches and preaches God's word? Or are you in a worldly church where it's all about putting on a show and calling itself Christian? If you're in the first one, that is amazing. Praise God. And I hope that you continue to grow in Christ. But if you're in the second one, I pray that you get up right now and run out today.